VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Trump suggested Wednesday that trade talks with China can wait until tensions in Hong Kong have eased. Writing on Twitter, Mr. Trump wrote, "Of course, China wants to make a deal. Let them work humanely with Hong Kong first." Trump also praised Chinese President Xi Jinping, calling him a great leader and saying he could quickly resolve the unrest in Hong Kong if he wanted to. Meanwhile, U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton told VOA contributor Greta Van Susteren that China should show restraint in handling of its protest in Hong Kong.
They remember the picture of the man standing in front of the line of tanks. They remember the statue of Lady Liberty. They remember voices of the Chinese people asking for freedom and democracy, and they remember the repression of the Chinese government in 1989. It would be a big mistake to create a new memory like that in Hong Kong.
The demonstrations are against what many Hong Kong residents see as an increasing erosion of the freedoms they were promised in 1997 when Communist Party ruled mainland China took over what had been a British colony. At least one gunman opened fire on police Wednesday as they were serving a warrant in a Philadelphia neighborhood, wounding six officers and triggering a standoff that extended into the evening. The Philadelphia Police Commissioner Richard Ross says none of the officers' injuries are life-threatening. He says two officers were pinned down by the shooting and were freed by the SWAT team.
Absolutely remarkable the way they did it, to watch that unfold, and to do so in large part without him being aware, or at least we don't think he was aware. And so their bravery, as well as the bravery of every other officer that, you know, took fire today, because they took fire today as well. You know, just about everybody at that scene did at some point in time.
Police say the two officers who were trapped inside the barricaded house had been freed. This is VOA News. Pakistan Prime Minister Imran Khan warned Wednesday rival India is planning a major crossing.